CDC officials are predicting a sharp decline in coronavirus deaths, hospitalizations, and cases by July. All three have been falling steadily since January. Also tonight, a new survey from the Education Department shows more than half of all middle and elementary schools are offering in-person learning to students who want it. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin joins us live tonight with details on both of these reports. Tom.
Both is right, Marnie. And yes, the experts are saying we are turning a corner in the COVID pandemic. Some of the most optimistic news we've heard so far. And still, it comes with a warning. Across the U.S., COVID hospitalizations and deaths are falling. The latest models from the Centers for Disease Control projecting a sharp drop in cases by July, sharper still if more Americans get vaccinated sooner. But we're not out of the woods.
Although we are seeing progress in terms of decreased cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, variants are a wild card that could reverse this progress we have made and could set us back.
Dr. Anthony Fauci describing COVID-19 as a wily opponent today during a Vatican conference on global health threats.
I want to find out, how could it possibly be that the same virus that's killed 570,000 people in this country is a virus in which more than half the people don't ever get any symptoms.
New York preparing to fully reopen in July. Officials are watching the CDC data closely. Ticket sales resume today for Broadway shows to reopen at full capacity this fall. That, observers say, will be when the city truly comes back. New York's mayor suggesting today offering COVID shots to visitors at popular tourist sites.
If people are visiting us here and we have the ability to vaccinate them, it's a show of goodwill. It's a welcome.
And some welcome news today about education. The latest surveys show President Biden meeting his goal of having most elementary and middle schools open for full in-person learning in his first 100 days. Even so, most students continue to learn at least partly away from school, and minority students are lagging behind.
You know, we have 54% of our pre-K through 8 schools in full-time every day. About 90% are offering in-person learning for students. But until we're at 100%, we must keep our foot on the gas pedal.
And as of right now, looking across the country, nearly 40% of all schools are still on fully remote learning. Secretary Cardona says he expects all of them to fully reopen by next fall, signaling the administration's desire to see a return to normal for the next school year. Live in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.